podemos recibir lo que el Señor tiene para nuestras vidas en este día.
The large crowd that had come to the Passover festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Praise God! God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord. God bless the King of Israel." Jesus found a donkey and rode on it, just as the scripture says, "Do not be afraid, city of Zion. Here comes your king, riding on a young donkey." His disciples did not understand this at the time, but when Jesus had been raised to glory, they remembered that the scripture said this about him, and that they had done this for him. The people who had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from death had reported what had happened. That was why the crowd met him, because they heard he had performed this miracle. The Pharisees then said to one another,
"You see, we are not succeeding at all. Look, the whole world is following him."
For years,
por años,
we waited for deliverance.
Esperamos ser liberados.
We suffered under the control of governments other than our own.
Sufrimos bajo el control de otros gobiernos.
We were deceived by the officials over us.
Fuimos engañados por los oficiales sobre nosotros.
And even by traitors among our own people.
Y aún por traidores en medio de nuestro pueblo.
So you can see why we were so excited.
Así es que puede ver por qué estamos tan excitados.
When Jesus came riding into the city.
Cuando Jesús entró montado a la ciudad.
We thought he was our promised Messiah.
Nosotros pensábamos que era nuestro Mesías prometido.
Our Savior King.
Nuestro Rey Salvador.
Who would come and overthrow our enemies.
Que había venido a sobrellevar nuestros enemigos
and establish his kingdom here on earth.
Y establecer su reino aquí en la tierra.
We waved palm trees before him.
Alzamos palmas delante de él.
We lay our garments ahead of him.
Tiramos nuestras túnicas delante de él.
We knew victory was finally ours.
Sabíamos que la victoria era finalmente nuestra.
With great passion we cried out,
"Hosanna! Gritábamos, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Bendito aquel que viene en el nombre del Señor.
But that didn't happen.
Pero eso no pasó.
He did not overthrow our enemies.
Él no derrotó nuestros enemigos.
Our lives are as hard as ever.
Nuestras vidas son tan duras como antes.
Will our troubles never end?
¿Acaso terminarán nuestros problemas?
Noon of the day before the Passover. Pilate said to the people,
"Here is your king.
Kill him."
"Do you want me to crucify your king?"
"The only king we have is the emperor."
Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified.
Ah!
So they took charge of Jesus. He went out carrying his cross and came to the place of the skull, as it is called. In Hebrew, it is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and they also crucified two other men, one on each side, with Jesus between them.
We have the end of him.
Tenemos el final de él.
There he hangs.
Ahí cuelga.
On a cross.
En una cruz.
The one the crowd hailed just days ago with the reckless hosannas.
Al que el pueblo lo reconocía con sus hosannas.
Garbage.
Basura.
Garbage.
Basura.
My name is Anás.
Mi nombre es Anás.
High priest emeritus of the Sanhedrin.
Sumo sacerdote.
My son Caifás.
Mi
is currently the
Caifás.
High priest.
Es presentemente el sumo sacerdote.
But everyone in Jerusalem knows.
Pero todos en Jerusalén saben.
Who holds the true power?
¿Quién es el que tiene el poder verdadero en el cónsul?
As I said.
Como decía.
There he hangs.
Ahí cuelga.
On a cross between two criminals, just like himself.
En una cruz, en medio de dos criminales, como él mismo.
I love the way Romans conduct the execution.
Me gusta cómo los romanos conducen sus ejecuciones.
It is painful.
Es doloroso.
It is public.
Es público.
And it is permanent.
Y es permanente.
No criminal or king.
Ningún criminal o rey
survives Roman execution.
Sobrevive la ejecución romana.
So is the life of Jesus of Nazareth.
Así termina la vida de Jesús de Nazaret.
Conveniently, just as Passover. There are rumors that this king,
que este rey,
will soon be back.
Prontamente regresará.
But I think not.
Pero no lo pienso.
We who rule Israel,
nosotros que reinamos a Israel,
knows how power works.
Sabemos cómo trabaja el poder.
The proof hangs there.
La verdad
for
está
all
ahí
to see.
Para que todos vean.
Believe me.
Créanme.
We heard the last of this so-called king of the Jews.
Hemos oído lo último de este llamado rey de los judíos.
Pilate wrote a notice and had it put on the cross. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, is what he wrote. Many people read it because the place where Jesus was crucified was not far from the city. The notice was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. The chief priest said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but rather,
this man said, I am the King of the Jews."
What I have written stays written.
After the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier. They also took the robe, which was made of one piece of woven cloth without any seams in it. The soldiers said to one another, "Let's not tear it. Let's throw dice to see who will get it." This happened in order to make the scripture come true. "They divided my clothes among themselves and gambled for my robe." And this is what the soldiers did. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved, standing there.
"He is your son."
Then he said to the disciple,
"She is your mother."
From that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. Jesus knew that by now everything had been completed. And in order to make the scripture come true, he said,
"I am thirsty."
A bowl was there, full of cheap wine. So a sponge was soaked in the wine, put on a stalk of hyssop, and lifted up to his lips. Jesus drank the wine.
"It is finished."
Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Then the Jewish authorities asked Pilate to allow them to break the legs of the men who had been crucified and to take the bodies down from the crosses. They requested this because it was Friday, and they did not want the bodies to stay on the crosses on the Sabbath, since the coming Sabbath was especially holy. So the soldiers went and broke the legs of the first man and then of the other man who had been crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. One of the soldiers, however, plunged his spear into Jesus' side. And at once, blood and water poured out. One who saw this happen has spoken of it, so that you may also believe. What he said is true, and he knows that he speaks the truth.
¿Es esto el fin de todo?
Is this the end of it all?
¿Han sido los últimos tres años de mi vida una mentira?
Have the last 3 years of my life been all a lie?
¿Una historia fabricada?
A fabricated story?
¿Qué hago ahora?
What do I do now?
¿Retorno a Galilea?
Do I go back to Galilee?
¿Vuelvo a la pesca?
Do I go back to fishing?
Mi nombre es Santiago.
My name is James.
Hijo de Zebedeo.
Son of Zebedee.
Uno de los doce.
One of the 12.
Nosotros proclamamos de él.
We proclaimed him.
Con gratitud.
Thankful.
Como nuestro Mesías.
As our Messiah.
Como nuestro Salvador.
As our Savior.
Y Señor.
And Lord.
Pero allí está colgado.
But there he is, hanging.
Desnudo.
Naked.
Molido.
Tortured.
Hasta el punto de ser desfigurado.
To the point of being disfigured.
Y muerto.
And dead.
No lo puedo creer.
I can't believe it.
Estoy aquí mirándole.
I'm here looking at him.
No lo puedo creer.
And I can't believe it.
Hace menos de una semana.
Less than a week ago.
Las multitudes lo coronaban.
The multitudes crowned him.
Él vino a Jerusalén.
He came to Jerusalem.
Triunfante.
Triumphant.
Finalmente.
Finally.
Nuestro maestro.
Our teacher.
Estaba siendo reconocido por quien él verdaderamente era.
Was being recognized for who he really was.
Aquí en Jerusalén.
Here in Jerusalem.
Pero entonces,
but then,
él lloró sobre la ciudad.
He cried over the city.
Nos comenzó a decir,
he began to tell us,
cosas que no podíamos entenderlo.
Things that were difficult to understand.
Todo comenzó a derrumbarse.
It all began to calm down.
Durante la última Pascua con él,
during our last Passover with him,
entendemos que él habría de morir.
We understood that he must die.
Pero ahora,
but now,
así,
like this,
el Señor Jesús nos dijo,
the Lord Jesus told us,
muchas cosas esa noche,
many things that night.
Pero me recuerdo claramente de una cosa que él dijo.
But I remember something he said.
Todavía un poco, el mundo no me verá más.
Yet but a little, and the world will no longer see me.
Pero vosotros me veréis.
But you will see me.
Lo veremos.
Will we see him?
Te veré, Señor.
Will I see you, Lord?
Vivo.
Alive.
No lo puedo creer.
I can't believe it.
No sé por qué, Señor, tú me tocaste. No sé por qué, en mí tú te fijaste. Pero sí sé que grande es tu amor por mí. Mi corazón está a ti rendido, contigo siempre quiero, Señor, estar.
Of a crucifixion.
¿Es Jesús colgado ahí?
Is it Jesus hanging there?
Entre dos.
Between two.
Es cierto.
Is it true?
Él está muerto.
He's dead.
Está muerto.
He's dead.
Yo soy María Magdalena.
I'm Mary Magdalene.
Yo conocí al Señor muy bien.
I knew the Lord very well.
Él sacó de mi alma.
He cast out
7 demonios.
7 demons out of me.
No 4.
Not 4.
No 5.
Not 5.
7 demonios de mí.
7 demons of me.
Él es mi Salvador.
He's my Savior.
Él es mi Redentor.
He's my Redeemer.
Él es mi todo.
He's my all in all.
Yo sé que esta separación.
I know that this separation.
Esta muerte.
This death.
Es solo por separación.
It's only for separation.
Pero ¿cómo lo he de saber? ¿Cómo es que lo sé?
But how do I know this?
Lo sé porque Él me lo dijo.
I know it because He told me.
Se lo dijo a todos ustedes.
He told all of you.
Y aún a los que no han creído en Él.
Even to those who did not believe Him.
Él dijo,
He said,
yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
I am the resurrection and the dead.
Y Él lo probó en ese mismo momento.
And He proved it in that same moment.
Lo probó en ese instante.
He proved it right there and then.
Cuando resucitó a Lázaro,
when he resurrected Lazarus,
lo resucitó después de 4 días.
He resurrected him after 4 days.
Pero son tan claras las escrituras.
Oh, but the scriptures are so clear.
Tal como el Señor lo dijo.
Just as He said it.
Era así como lo hacía.
The same way.
Cuando Él sanaba.
When He healed.
Cuando Él me liberó.
When He delivered me.
Mi alma oprimida.
My redeemed life.
Su sola mirada.
His only look.
Su sola voz.
His voice.
Su solo toque.
His touch.
Todo declaraba la resurrección y la vida.
Everything declared the resurrection and the life.
No miraré más esa cruz.
I will not see the cross
again. No miraré
again.
Más esa cruz.
I will not see the cross again.
Yo veo todavía lo que no es visible.
I'm able to see that which is not seeable.
Yo estaré esperando.
I'll be waiting.
Donde lleven su cuerpo en 3 días.
When they take his body in 3 days.
Yo iré allá.
I will go there.
Yo iré a ver al Señor.
I will go see the Lord.
Lo veré.
I will see him.
Y le reconoceré.
And I will recognize him.
Le diré mi Señor.
And I will call him my Lord.
Y declararé.
And I will declare.
A todos.
To everyone.
A todos.
To everyone.
He visto al Señor.
That I have seen the Lord.
The two men took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, according to the Jewish custom of preparing a body for burial. There was a garden in the place where Jesus had been put to death, and in it there was a new tomb where no one had ever been buried. Since it was the day before the Sabbath, and because the tomb was close by, they placed Jesus' body.
El futuro parecía tan oscuro como la noche que estornaba, el día que Jesús murió. Su cuerpo había estado en la tumba. Como está en las Escrituras en Mateo capítulo 28. después del sábado, el primer día de la semana, María Magdalena y la otra María fueron a ver la tumba. Hubo un terremoto porque un ángel del Señor había bajado del cielo. Su apariencia era como un estruendo y sus ropas eran blancas como la nieve. Los guardias estaban tan temerosos que temblaron. El ángel dijo a las mujeres: no temáis, porque yo sé que buscáis a Jesús que fue crucificado. Él no está aquí. Él ha sido resucitado, así como Él dijo. Vengan a ver el lugar donde Él estaba. Y vayan rápido y digan a sus discípulos.
His body there. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved.
They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they have put him.
Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen cloths, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood crying outside the tomb. While she was still crying, she bent over and looked in the tomb.
María Magdalena.
Yes, I am Mary Magdalene.
Una de las primeras que vio la resurrección de Jesús.
One of the first who saw his resurrection.
También yo fui aquella que vio a Cristo crucificado.
I was also there when he was being crucified.
Y viví el horror de su muerte.
And I watched the horror of his death.
Y también vi los estruendos.
And I also saw the thunder.
De los cielos.
Of the heavens.
Y las tinieblas cubrir toda la faz de la tierra.
And the darkness covered the land.
Al estar parada cerca de la cruz,
as I stood beneath the cross,
yo también pensaba que moriría.
I thought I would also die too.
Me sentí muy desolada.
I felt so despaired.
Muy triste.
Grief.
Muy desconsolada.
And loneliness.
Tuve mucho desespero y temor.
I was so grief.
Su muerte fue muy dura para mí.
His death was very hard for me.
Me rompió el corazón.
It broke my heart.
Ustedes tienen que entender lo que Jesús significó para mí.
You have to understand what Jesus meant for me.
La diferencia que Él hizo en mi vida.
The difference He made in my life.
Yo estaba tremendamente atormentada.
I was being tormented.
Llena de demonios.
Full of demons.
Desolada.
Loneliness.
Rechazada.
Rejected.
Nadie me quería.
No one wanted to be
ni
with
siquiera
me.
Querían pasar al costado mío.
They didn't want to be close to me.
Era rechazada.
Everyone avoided me.
Cuando Jesús vino a mi pueblo,
when Jesus came to my village,
Él tocó mi corazón.
He touched my heart.
Y me cambió.
And He changed me.
Y me amó.
And He loved me.
No solamente me amó.
He did not only love me,
sino que me perdonó.
But he forgave me.
Y quitó todos esos malos espíritus de mí.
And he chased away all those demons away from me.
Jesús lo hizo.
Jesus did it.
Él me liberó.
He delivered me.
Él también me amó.
He also loved me.
Tal como yo era.
As I was.
Y lo hizo como nunca nadie lo había hecho por mí.
And he did it like no one else had ever done it.
Yo quería vivir totalmente agradecida a él.
I wanted to live gratefully to him.
Agradeciéndole a él.
Thanking him.
Cuando sellaron aquella gran tumba.
When they sealed the stone.
Con esa piedra tan grande.
With that stone.
Yo perdí toda esperanza.
I lost all.
No sabía qué pensar.
I didn't know what to think.
No sabía qué pensar.
I didn't know what to think.
And saw two angels there, dressed in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, the other at the feet. Woman, why are you crying? They asked her.
They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him.
She turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus.
Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?
She thought he was the gardener, so she said to him,
"If you took him away, sir, tell me where you have put him and I will go and get him."
Toward him and said in Hebrew,
"Rabboni."
This means teacher.
Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet gone back up to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God.
So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. And related to them what he had
Él está vivo.
He's alive.
Resucitó.
Jesus resurrected.
Es verdad que él está vivo.
It is true, he's alive.
Él está vivo y así me amó.
He's alive and he loved
me. Y así como me amó a mí.
In the same way he loved me.
También lo quiere amar a usted.
He wants to also love you.
Él también quiere liberar su alma perdida.
He will also want to deliver your soul.
Él me enseñó a amarme.
He taught me how to love.
Y amar a los demás.
And how to love others.
El Señor también quiere hacer eso contigo.
He also wants to do the same with you.
Él me dio la habilidad.
He gave me the ability.
De poderlo hacer.
To be able to do it.
Él vive.
He lives.
Él está vivo.
He is alive. Greetings to all of you. May the joy of the risen God fill your hearts. I am Mary, the mother of James. I would like to tell you that when my son followed after that so named Jesus, he left his people and he left me. I could not believe it. How could he follow him who didn't have a thing? He who didn't have even a pillow to lay his head. But I decided to know him. I wanted to know what kind of power that man had over my son. And over all those who follow him. And I went and I knew him. I wanted to tell you that when I saw it, those who healed, the eyes of those who loved, with a love, with a true love when no one else can love them. When he accepted me, when I saw his smile, I knew it was sent from God. But I also want to tell you that I doubted him. That when I saw him hang on the cross, when I heard him cry, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" I questioned. I doubted. And I asked myself, is it well for me to follow him? Where is my hope? When I saw those who mocked him and told him, "Save yourself. You save others. Why can't you save yourself?" I doubted. That morning when we went, to see him. That morning, we were thinking, how are we going to move that big stone? But what was our surprise? When we saw that stone rolled away, we thought, have they stolen his body? And we ran inside. And we saw that angel that told us, Jesus has resurrected. Jesus has resurrected. And not only he resurrected, but I also resurrected. Everyone resurrected. Those who mocked him didn't have the last word. But God, who had prepared everything so that we may be able to be resurrected for eternal life. I resurrected. But I ask, and you? And you? And you? Have you resurrected?
It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came, stood among them.
Peace be with you.
After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again,
"Peace be with you."
Peace to you, on our Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor nuestro Jesús.
I am Matthews.
Yo soy Mateo.
I'm one of those that was afraid to be seen in public.
Yo soy uno de aquellos que
after the crucified,
después que crucificaron.
If they kill him, what were they going to do to us, his followers?
Si le mataron a él, ¿qué nos iban a hacer a nosotros?
After his death,
después de su muerte,
I was wondering, what am I going to do now?
Me preguntaba qué vamos a hacer ahora.
What to do next?
¿Qué vamos a hacer ahora?
I couldn't return to my former job.
No podía regresar a mi trabajo.
I was a tax collector.
Era un colectador de los impuestos.
Incidentally, being a tax collector was a mighty good job.
Siendo un colectador de taxes era un buen trabajo.
I admit it, I became rich.
Y admito que me hice rico.
But tax collecting was not a very good experience in my life.
Pero colectando impuestos no fue una experiencia muy buena.
And finally, it was downright lonely.
No más allá, era bastante triste.
I had no friends.
No tenía amigos.
I didn't have anyone to talk to.
No tenía nadie con quien hablar.
I couldn't even was allowed to go to the synagogue.
Ni me permitían ir a la sinagoga.
So one day I heard Jesus teaching.
Pero un día oí, escuché a Jesús
enseñando. And it called my curiosity.
Y tomó mi curiosidad.
When he said,
cuando él dijo,
I remember, blessed are the poor, for they shall inherit the earth.
Bienaventurados los pobres, porque ellos heredarán el reino.
And I was thinking, I thought the rich inherit the earth.
Y yo pensé que los ricos iban a heredar el reino.
He also said, blessed are the poor, are the pure heart, for they shall see God.
Porque ellos verán a Dios.
I knew that I was a long way from a pure heart.
Yo sé que estaba muy lejos de un corazón puro.
So when Jesus asked me to follow him,
así que cuando Jesús me pidió que le siguiera,
I jumped to the occasion.
Salté a la ocasión.
When he died
cuando
on the cross,
en esa cruz,
I couldn't understand it.
No podía entenderlo.
How does it fit this? His death with a God plan for us.
¿Cómo encajaba todo esto en el plan de Dios para con nosotros?
All what I knew that I lost my best friend.
Todo lo que sabía es que había perdido a mi mejor amigo.
So when the woman came to tell us that he had risen from the dead.
Cuando las mujeres vinieron a decirnos que él había resucitado de los muertos.
I remember.
Me recordé.
I remember all the things he told us.
Me recordé todas las cosas que él nos dijo.
He even told us that we would do greater things that he did, that we saw him do, we would do.
Él nos dijo que aún haríamos cosas aún mayores de las que él había hecho.
That's hard to understand.
Eso es difícil de comprender.
But it's true.
Pero es verdad.
He filled us with the Holy Spirit.
Él nos llenó del Espíritu Santo.
He lives in us and he works through us.
Él vive en nosotros y él obra en medio de nosotros.
Every year we come and celebrate his resurrection.
Todos los
every
años
year.
Venimos y celebramos su resurrección todos los años.
But he's alive.
Él es vivo.
So you and I,
para que tú y yo,
can live the eternal, overflowing and abundant life.
Vida eterna, abundante.
That he has for you and me.
Tiene para usted y para
an
mí.
Abundant and eternal life.
Una vida abundante y eterna.
May you be resurrected. In Jesus Christ.
Resucitado en Cristo Jesús. Han oído este testimonio con alguien que vio a Jesús. ¿Ha experimentado usted a Jesús resucitado en su vida? Si es así, ¿a quién le está diciendo? ¿Cuál es su testimonio de nuestro Señor Salvador? Jesucristo.
invite you one more time to have a seat. Today we heard the testimony of several.
Hoy oímos los testimonios de diferentes.
Some were angry.
Algunos bravos.
Some were frustrated.
Otros frustrados.
Some were confused.
A otros confundidos.
Some were hopeful.
Y otros con esperanza.
And some were disappointed.
Y otros desilusionados.
I wonder, not only of the ones that we saw today,
me pregunto, no solamente de aquellos que vimos hoy,
but of each one of us here today,
pero de cada uno de nosotros aquí hoy,
what about the state of our heart?
¿Qué tal acerca del estado de nuestro corazón?
For a moment, would you get your mind off of Matthew and off of Mary Magdalene?
Por un momento, quite su mente de Mateo y de María Magdalena.
And would you consider the state of your own heart today?
¿Consideraría usted el estado de su propio corazón hoy?
In the light of what Jesus did on that cross for you and for me.
A la luz de lo que Cristo hizo en la cruz por usted y por mí.
For the Bible, the Word of God is very, very clear.
Pero la palabra de Dios es muy, muy clara.
For God so loved the world.
Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo.
That He gave His only begotten Son.
Que dio a su único, unigénito Hijo.
That whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Pero para que todo aquel que cree en Él no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna.
And I wonder if there's just anyone here today.
Y me pregunto si hubiese alguien aquí hoy.
Who just the concept of God makes them angry.
Que solamente acerca del concepto de Dios le pueda enojar.
Just hearing the name God makes them angry.
Solamente de oír el nombre Dios pueda enojarse.
Have you ever known someone like that?
¿Ha conocido usted a alguien así?
We're just to bring up the name of God or what He had done or what the Bible says
solamente
makes them upset.
De recordar el nombre de Dios o lo que le ha hecho en la Biblia.
If there is someone here today in that state of heart,
si hubiese alguien hoy en ese estado de corazón, de mente,
can I say friend?
¿Puedo decirle?
Friend.
Puedo decirle, amigo,
it is for you whom the Lord died.
Es por usted quien el Señor murió.
With such a love.
Con tal amor.
So that the separation that your anger brings between you and God.
Para que la separación de su enojo que reina entre usted y su Dios.
Jesus became the bridge for you to be able to have a relationship with Jesus
Jesús
Christ, with God.
Vino a ser el puente para usted, para que usted pueda tener una relación con Dios.
And I so pray that you would open your heart today.
Y yo oro de tal manera de que usted pueda abrir su corazón hoy.
To not the message of a drama.
No para el mensaje del drama.
But the message of God's love for your life.
Pero para el mensaje del amor de Dios para con su vida.
Because today can be a day that that anger comes falling down.
Porque ese día es cuando todo ese enojo habrá de caer.
And that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Y usted habrá de tener una relación personal con el Señor Jesucristo.
But there were others that we saw today who were frustrated and disappointed.
Pero vimos aquellos otros que vimos hoy que eran frustrados y desilusionados.
Those whose life did not come mapped out the way that they had originally intended.
Aquellas cuya vida no salieron de la manera que ellos originalmente lo habían hecho.
How many of us here are planners?
¿Cuántos de nosotros aquí somos
planners?
Planeadores.
How many of us like to plan our day?
¿Cuántos de nosotros aquí nos gusta planificar nuestro día?
How many of us already know what's going to be happening tomorrow?
¿Cuántos de nosotros que ya sabemos lo que va a acontecer mañana?
We have our agenda mapped out.
Tenemos nuestra agenda ya completa.
Frustration and disappointment comes.
Frustración y desilusión viene.
When our plans are frustrated.
Cuando nuestros planes están frustrados.
And I wonder if there's anyone here today who finds themselves in the state of many that we saw up here.
Y me pregunto si hubiese alguien aquí que se encuentra en el mismo estado de aquellos que estaban aquí.
That Jewish citizen who came up at the beginning.
Ese ciudadano judío que comenzó desde el principio.
He said, "How long will it be?
¿Cuánto tiempo será?
How much longer will we be living under oppression?
¿Que estamos nosotros? ¿Cuánto más de tiempo que vivimos en opresión?
We thought Jesus was supposed to be our liberator.
Nosotros pensamos que Jesús habría de ser nuestro libertador.
Did you know that one of the names of Jesus?
¿Sabe usted que uno de los nombres de Jesús
is Man of Sorrows?
Es varón de dolores.
Man of sorrows.
Varón de dolores.
Have you considered the sorrow that the Lord Himself took on, and He took on yours and my sorrow?
¿Ha considerado que el Señor ha llevado en sí su dolor y el mío?
And have you considered that another name of our God is Comforter?
¿Y ha considerado que otro nombre de nuestro Dios es Consolador?
Because He understands that we are weak and only He is strong.
Porque entendemos que nosotros somos débiles y que solo Él es fuerte.
There's another testimony that we have today.
Hay otro testimonio que tenemos hoy.
Her name is not Mary Magdalene.
Su nombre no es María Magdalena.
She did not live 3,000 years ago.
Ella no vivió a través de 2,000 años atrás.
In fact, the manner in which she transports herself, you would not have found that means of transportation 3,000 years ago.
De la manera que ella se mueve, usted no hubiese hallado esa transportación 3,000 años atrás.
But she has a testimony.
Pero ella tiene un testimonio.
Of the resurrection of the Lord.
De la resurrección del Señor.
Her name is Sheila Arevalo.
Su nombre es Sheila
Arevalo. Arevalo. Blessings to each one of you.
Yo les quiero hablar.
I want to speak.
Y estoy aquí para testificar.
And I'm here to testify.
El amor de mi Padre Celestial.
Of the love of my Heavenly Father.
De la forma que mi Señor.
The way in which my Lord.
No me encontró, sino que yo me dejé encontrar.
Did not find me, but I allowed myself to be found.
Y es algo que yo digo, ¿por qué, Padre mío? No te encontré antes.
And it's the reason why I say, Lord, why didn't I find you before?
El amor con el que el Señor me ha llevado sobre mi tribulación.
The way in which the Lord took me and carried me through my tribulations.
Mi tribulación empezó 3 años atrás.
My tribulation began 3 years ago.
Pensé que iba a ser de un día.
I thought it was going to be one day only.
O una semana.
Or maybe 1 week.
Pero han pasado 3 años.
But it's been 3 years.
En el cual.
In which.
El Señor nunca me ha faltado.
The Lord has never lacked.
Nunca dije, Señor, ¿por qué a mí?
I never said, Lord, why me?
Siempre quise.
I always wanted.
No decirle a mi Señor, ¿por qué a mí?
I never wanted to say, Lord, why me?
Si no, me pude hacer una comparación.
But I knew it would be like a preparation.
Como Job.
Even as Job.
Que nunca dijo, Señor, ¿por qué a mí?
That never said, Lord, why me?
Sino que, Señor, ¿por qué no te encontré antes?
But I said, Lord, why didn't I find you before this?
Porque Él me ha llevado.
Because He has carried me.
En este viacruz.
In this way of the cross.
con tanto amor,
with
con
so
tanta
much love,
tanta bendición,
so many blessings.
Y hoy les quiero decir,
and all that I can say,
que todos los que están aquí,
that everyone who is here,
o estamos aquí,
or everyone who is here,
no decidimos levantarnos y venir.
We did not decide to come.
El Señor nos trajo por un propósito.
The Lord is the one who brought us with a purpose. Amen.
Y otra cosa que el Señor quiere, que cuando entremos a sus atrios estemos dispuestos con un corazón dispuesto.
And another thing is that when we come before the gates of the Lord, that we would come with a willing heart.
Yo quisiera poder caminar.
I would like to finish.
Para danzarle a mi Señor. Para danzarle a mi Señor. Para arrodillarme y pedirle perdón.
To be able to bow down, to be able to ask the Lord forgiveness.
Todos los pecados.
All of my sins.
Quisiera poder aplaudirle.
I would like to be able to clap.
Y darle gracias por todas las bendiciones.
And give thanks to the Lord for all of His blessings.
Levantar mis brazos.
I would like to lift up my arms.
Para darle gracias.
To give thanks to the Lord.
Por el regalo de vida.
For the gift of life.
Y es lo que yo les pido a ustedes.
But it's what I ask of you.
Y el Señor quiere de ustedes.
And the Lord wants that of you.
Que lleguen con un corazón dispuesto.
That you would come before Him with a willing heart.
Y que reciban lo que yo recibo.
And that you would receive what I receive.
Con amor recibo todos los días.
With the love that I receive every day.
Toda la gracia de mi Señor.
All of the grace of the Lord.
Y si están aquí, no tengas pena. No crucen sus brazos.
And if you are here, don't be shy. Don't fold your arms.
Ustedes lo pueden hacer.
You can do it.
Y Él se agrada cuando ustedes le aplauden.
And He is pleased when you clap your hands.
Cuando ustedes levantan sus brazos.
When you lift up your arms.
Para recibir la gracia.
To receive the grace.
Y el amor de Él.
And His love.
Y esto es testificado para la honra y gloria de mi Señor.
And I testify for the glory and the honor of the Lord.
Amén. Y otra cosa, mi testimonio personal.
My personal testimony.
Es, como le digo, pensé que era de un día.
When I say it, I thought it was one day.
Fue un accidente como cualquiera puede tener.
It was an accident like anybody else can have.
Pero en el momento.
But in that moment.
Que me trasladaron en el helicóptero.
That they took me from the helicopter.
Yo no conocía del Señor.
I did not know the Lord.
Pero sí dije, Señor, estoy en tus manos.
But I did tell the Lord, Lord, I'm in your hands.
Y después de ahí no recuperé.
And after I came, I did not recuperate.
Sino dos meses después.
Just months afterwards.
Donde estuve en coma.
When I was
in coma.
In coma.
No sabía de mí, no sabía de mi esposo.
I didn't know about myself, I didn't know about my husband.
Y pasé 5 meses en cuidados intensivos.
And for 5 months I was in intensive care.
Ayudado por una máquina de respiración.
And I was on artificial respiration.
Pero nunca, nunca, en ningún momento dudé del amor de mi Señor.
But I never doubted the love of the Lord.
A mi suegra le habían dado profecías.
To my mother-in-law, God has been given promises and prophecies.
Donde le decían que yo llegaría hasta sus atrios.
That it was told to her that I would come before his gates.
Y todas las personas le decían que ella estaba loca.
And all the people would tell her that she was crazy.
Porque los doctores me daban día a día de vida.
Because the doctors only gave me days of life.
Y no fue así.
And it wasn't like that.
Estoy aquí.
I'm here.
Yo soy la resurrección.
I've
una
experienced
oportunidad
the resurrection.
Que el Señor me dio.
An opportunity that the Lord's given to me.
Y la oportunidad que le da a todos sus seres.
And the opportunity that He gives each one of us.
Y tantas cosas que yo les puedo hablar de mi Señor.
And so many things that I can say of the Lord.
De las bendiciones y el amor.
Of the blessings and the love of the Lord.
Que tiene para todos nosotros.
That he has for each one of us.
Y bueno, amen. Puedo seguir el día entero, pero sé que tenemos muchas cosas.
Amen. I could continue all day, but I know that the Lord has much for us. Thank you, Sheila. Amen. I dare to enhance the story a little bit more because I've had the privilege of knowing Sheila for a little bit now.
Quisiera hablar un poquito más del testimonio de Sheila porque la he venido a conocer un poquito más ahora.
Sheila says that before her accident just years ago,
Sheila dijo que antes de su accidente, años atrás,
she knew much about God.
Ella conocía mucho acerca de Dios.
She was attending church.
Ella atendía la iglesia.
She would go to mass and she would go through the actions.
Iba a la misa y ella iba a través de el ritual.
She knew much about God.
Ella conocía mucho acerca de Dios.
But it was through her accident.
Pero fue por medio de su accidente.
And when she was stuck in a bed.
Donde ella se encontraba completamente en cama.
And where she was not able to move her arms.
Donde ella no podía levantar sus brazos.
Where a wife.
Donde una esposa
and a mother of two teenagers,
y mamá de dos adolescentes,
her life was turned upside down.
Su vida fue tornada completamente.
And it was in that distress,
y fue en esa tribulación,
that she came to know the Lord Jesus as her personal.
Ella vino
Savior.
A conocer a su Señor Jesucristo como su Salvador personal.
I wonder what our state is today.
Me pregunto cuál es nuestro
estado. Where are we today? What is the condition of our heart today?
¿Dónde me encuentro hoy? ¿Cuál es la condición nuestra hoy?
May I leave one passage of the scriptures with you?
¿Puedo leerles un pasaje de la escritura con ustedes?
In 1 Peter chapter 1.
Primera de Pedro capítulo 1.
1 Peter in chapter 1.
Primera de Pedro, capítulo 1.
Verses 3 through 5, and I will not go further.
Versículos del 3 al 5.
For I know that the Lord has given us so much today already.
Porque creo que el Señor nos ha dado ya tanto hoy a nosotros.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bendito el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Are we there?
¿Nos encontramos ahí?
Do we see 1 Peter chapter 1?
¿Podemos ver Primera de Pedro, capítulo 1, versículo 3?
Don't miss this.
No pierda esto.
Because it summarizes everything that we've seen today.
Porque resume todo lo que nosotros hemos visto hoy.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bendito el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Who according to His abundant mercy,
que según su grande misericordia,
has begotten us again unto a lively hope.
Nos hizo renacer para una esperanza viva.
How did he do this?
¿Cómo hizo él esto?
Born again believer. Born again believer.
Creyente nacido de nuevo.
Brother, sister.
Hermano, hermana.
Why is it that you and I have a lively hope?
¿Por qué es que usted y yo tenemos una esperanza viva?
We have a lively hope because of what this verse continues to say.
Tenemos esa esperanza viva por lo que dice continuamente en este versículo.
Our living hope is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Que nuestra esperanza viva por la resurrección de Jesucristo de los muertos.
You see, our God is not dead.
Como ven, nuestro Dios no está muerto.
When we were children and we would go to youth camp,
cuando éramos niños y íbamos a los campamentos de verano.
There was a song that we as children used to sing.
Había un cántico que nosotros como niños solíamos cantar.
And very interestingly, it was a song that many times was the first song of our devotional.
Y interesantemente que ese era el primer cántico de nuestro devocional.
God's not dead. No, he is alive. God's not dead. No, he is alive.
Él está vivo.
We would sing that song, and you have to understand where we were as young people.
Ustedes tienen que entender donde nosotros nos encontramos como jóvenes.
Young people have the affliction of the world on their shoulders.
Los jóvenes tienen la aflicción del mundo sobre sus hombros.
Young people, just raise your hand. Let me know that you're there.
Y jóvenes, levanten sus brazos para yo saber que ustedes están ahí.
Don't you feel like the weight of the world is right on you?
¿No siente que el peso del mundo está sobre usted?
There are some 50-year-old young people out here.
Hay jóvenes de 50 años aquí, yes, indeed.
And yes, the weight of the world on the shoulders of the soul.
Sin embargo, el peso del mundo en los hombros del alma.
The minute that the believer takes their eyes off of their condition,
en el momento que el creyente quita sus ojos de su condición,
and off of their circumstance,
y de sus circunstancias,
and raises their eyes to remember that our God is not dead,
y levanta sus ojos para recordar y reconocer que Dios no está
but
muerto,
he is a very living God,
pero que Él es un Dios muy vivo.
You can be sitting in a wheelchair.
Usted puede estar sentado en una silla de ruedas.
You could be in a bed.
Puede estar en una cama.
You could have lost a loved one.
Puede perder algún familiar.
You can be sick.
Puede estar enfermo.
And you can be poor.
Puede ser pobre.
But he is everything to me.
Pero él es todo para mí.
And what a living hope we have in remembering the resurrection of our Lord.
Y qué esperanza tan viva tenemos por la resurrección de nuestro Señor.
Continuing in verse 4.
Podemos ver en el versículo 4.
Yes, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Sí, por la resurrección de Jesucristo de los muertos.
He has given us an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not, reserved in heaven for you.
Para una herencia incorruptible, incontaminada e inmarcesible, reservada en los cielos para vosotros.
If there is anyone here who has not had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ,
si hay hubiese alguien aquí que nunca ha tenido una relación personal con Jesucristo,
may I say that you are missing the privilege and the personal gift that God has to give to you, which is what we just read.
Quiero decirle que está perdiendo el privilegio de tener y está perdiendo ese privilegio de tener todas las cosas que el Señor Jesús nos ha dado aquí.
You're missing true life that is only found in the Lord.
Está perdiendo la verdadera vida que solamente es en el Señor.
But ending in verse 5.
Vamos a terminar en el versículo 5.
Who are kept?
Está
who are kept by the power of God through faith.
Que soy guardados por el poder de Dios mediante la fe.
Unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Para alcanzar la salvación que está preparada para ser manifestada en el tiempo postrero.
As we go home today,
al salir a nuestros hogares hoy,
remembering the living hope that we have in our life,
recordándonos de la esperanza viva que tenemos en nuestras vidas.
Let us never forget,
nunca nos olvidemos,
that we have been kept,
que hemos sido guardados.
We are being kept.
Estamos siendo guardados.
We will be kept.
Seremos guardados.
Because that is what he promises us.
Porque eso es lo que él nos promete a nosotros.
And if there's anyone who is grateful for that,
y si hay alguien que está agradecido por ello,
would you stand with me?
¿Pudiese ponerse de pie conmigo?
And I know that Sheila is the first one who just stood.
Y yo sé que Sheila es la primera que se ha puesto de pie. Amén.
How good it is to know that we have a God that keeps us.
Cuán bueno es saber que tenemos a un Dios que nos guarda.
In such a simple way.
en una manera tan simple.
Can we say dar gracias? Can we say thank you, Lord?
Podamos decir dar gracias.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
For everything that you've done.
Por todo lo que tú has hecho.
For everything that you are doing.
Por todo lo que tú estás haciendo.
And for everything that you will do.
Y por todo lo que tú harás.
Thank you for gift.
Gracias por Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Sheila no puede levantarse las manos, pero está levantando el corazón.
Sheila cannot raise her hands up, but she's raising her heart up.
El que puede.
He that can.
Let us lift up our arms unto Him.
Levantemos nuestras manos a Él.
But more than anything.
Pero más.